Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Art Talk with the Johnson Brothers. Your hosts are printmaker, painter, illustrator Dwayne Johnson and actor, director, playwright, cartoonist Dennis Johnson. Each week, they'll bring you guest artists who will talk about what it's like working in their selected field of art, their careers, and any upcoming projects they might have. Now, here are your hosts, Dwayne and Dennis.
Hey, welcome to the show. Dennis will not be on today. He's taking care of some little kids. Our guests today are Christina Rea and Kelsey Robert. Or Robert.
Hi.
Yeah. I know.
Hi, Robert. No, you said it right.
Okay. So how'd you guys get together?
Us.
Oh, you're welcome. How'd you guys get together as a partners in the, is it Congested Cat Productions?
Yes. We actually met in college in a TV writing class. And we kind of hit it off as friends, but we also really loved each other's writing. And so it just sort of bloomed from there. We started working together on projects and eventually collaborating on a web series, and now we run the production company together.
Wouldn't let me unmute. Okay. computer systems. So both of you are writers. Have you written anything together?
We tried one.
Exactly. Yeah,
we didn't really go anywhere. But,
I think because we're both such like isolated writers. Like I tend to write overnight. I just kind of crank out scripts overnight. Kelsey's also just sort of a like she just flows and everything just kind of comes out. Like she'll finish a feature screenplay in a day. Like I've seen her do that. And so, like, coordinating our writing has always been hard, but we do come up with ideas together and we do brainstorm together.
Absolutely. And I feel like most of the finished products are, I mean, we always get input from each other for sure.
Absolutely. And like, with About a Donkey, that was originally the film that's screening at the Austin Revolution Film Festival. That was Kelsey's original script. I directed it, and so it was a very collaborative experience over a couple of years. Trying to get it made.
How do you guys work together when you're, as Christina, you directing, and Kelsey as a writer? Is there a lot of rewriting going on at the same time as you're filming?
I would say that. No, go ahead. You go ahead, Kelsey.
We're probably going to say the same thing. But by the time we started shooting, we'd revised it. For years. So for like 3 years, we'd gone over it and looked over it together. So by the time we did shoot, there were a few changes we had to make because of location, but otherwise it didn't change that much during production.
Yeah, it was a lot of sort of the original script with the idea of making it with, I guess, what would be considered a real independent production budget, and then we kind of submitted it around, got feedback from certain screenwriting competitions, and so we would go through and revise it. And then when we decided to make it on like a truly community-based indie budget, we crowdfunded the entire film. We then had to sort of break it down and say, like, what do we have to change about this script in order to make it on this budget? And then we cast it, and then it was like, okay, well, these actors are great, but let's listen to them say the lines and then go through it again together. And so by the time, as Kelsey said, by the time we got on set, we were so in sync that, you know, there wasn't much that needed to be revised while we were in production.
Do you guys use the same actors over and over?
We try to, and we really love working with an actor. We do try to recast them. I tend to write with certain actors in mind. I think Kelsey writes such like punchy dialogue that when we find someone who can deliver that, you know, we want to keep writing for them. But in the case of About a Donkey, it's three generations. You know, the kids of the family are in their 30s and the parents are in their late 50s, and there's your grandmother character. And so we kind of had to really, like, venture out into the world to find the cast because it was beyond what we usually cast for, which tends to be, like, 30-year-olds because that's our age.
Right.
So, yeah.
What are you guys working on now?
Kelsey directed for the first time, actually, in May. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Kelsey.
Sure. It was a short film. It's called Revelations, and it's about two friends who have secrets that they've been holding in, and they reveal them to each other. It's less than 4 minutes. It was a goal of mine to direct something this year, so I was excited to do that. Christina was on as a producer, and it was a smooth shoot. It was fun, and right now it's in festival runs.
And I'm actually directing a short film that I wrote next weekend, so I'm kind of deep in that. That's a sort of meta horror film about objectification, and that's called The Gaze, and that's sort of my focus. But outside of that, we're really just screening About a Donkey around, trying to reach as many people as possible because we think it's a film that will resonate with people, and we're hoping to get conversations going about inclusion and family and representation.
How many festivals has it screened already?
So Austin Revolution will be its third festival. We were at the Georgia Film Festival and at the North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. And after Austin, we have another three screenings that we know of so far.
Presentation.
Yeah, we're from New York, you know, but we don't want to just screen in New York. We really want to see the country and sort of experience it with different kinds of audiences. And so we've really been spreading it around, and we're hoping to do a run through the spring before releasing it on VOD.
So you guys are going to each one of those festivals?
Yeah. I'm trying to go to all of them. Kelsey wasn't able to be in North Carolina, but we'll both be in Austin for sure.
Have you guys met James Christopher?
No, not yet. Just through
not
social
yet,
media.
Part.
Yeah.
You guys want to join? He's a lot of fun to be around.
He seems so. And it's really lovely how much of an advocate he's been for our film. It's wonderful.
So talk a little bit about the, where did I see it? Let's see. IndieWorks. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. IndieWorks is a monthly screening series that we run. We screen short films every month by local filmmakers. It sort of operates as a film festival. We do it every single month, and it tends to be a lineup of only about 5 to 6 shorts. And our main mission with it is to kind of recapture what we loved about film school, which is getting to watch your work with your peers and sort of have discussions about your intentions behind it and also find collaborators. So it's free to attend, and we really love doing it because it helps us meet more of our peers, and it's sort of like a mutually beneficial experience for everyone involved.
Where are you guys located in New York?
We're both in Queens.
Queens, okay. And you said you met in film school. What film school did you guys go to?
We went to Hunter College, which is part of CUNY in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. That's the school that I was going to. Kelsey was auditing the class. She was from another CUNY program.
I was from a city tech in Brooklyn.
Yeah, she wasn't a film major at the time, but I guess if you want to talk about that, Kelsey, how you sort of transitioned into filmmaking.
Yeah, I mean, I was studying math, but I've always been artistic, so I thought it would be fun to audit a class at Hunter, which is where me and Christina met. And I helped her out with her first, was, no, your second short film? Your first.
Yeah.
Come here.
So, I guess first in school, but second ever. Yeah.
And
call it my first.
I helped her get a, yeah. I helped her get a location, and it was just fun being on set. And I think even from the class, we knew that we would get along. And kind of seeing Christina work, too, I was like, this is something I would love to continue to do. So we continued to work together, and here we are.
How hard is it for you guys to get a location in the New York area? Are people really
honestly,
open
it's very,
to it?
It varies. It depends, because some places there are a lot, you know, there are a lot of TV shows shot in New York, and so they can afford mm-hmm. to give them a ton of money to close a place. So a lot of the time they're not willing to do it, because they know if they're going to offer to a film shoot, they would go to a bigger one and get a ton of money. But in our neighborhood, for instance, I've had luck, you know, asking smaller businesses, especially businesses that I frequent. I think when you go outside of Manhattan and sort of deeper into the boroughs, you have more luck finding locations when you have a sort of community feel to what you're doing. I would say, like, all of our Out of Donkey locations were free, you know. Go ahead.
And I feel like also running IndieWorks, we do meet a lot of filmmakers who have this run into the same issue. So someone might know of a location that let them shoot in Brooklyn that we can reach out to. So it's also, it's who you know and who you can get, really.
That's true. That's always a Q&A question at IndieWorks, is like, where'd you get that location? And they'll always tell the other filmmakers, because we're always trying to help each other out.
Yeah, it seems like a great resource then with the IndieWorks, because you
absolutely
can also meet some of the actors.
Yeah, we've made some great, you know, we want the filmmakers whose work we screen to find collaborators, but we absolutely do too. And so it works out really well.
You guys worked on a comedy web series called Kelsey. Was that autobiographical? Or?
You can go.
The first episode was autobiographical. I had just gotten out of a terrible breakup, and I started dating again. And it was just very, very bizarre dating stories that I was experiencing. So when me and Christina got together and I was telling her about what had happened to me, she was like, you know what, that actually, I don't know if you even said it that day, but you emailed me later saying, you know, I think this would be a great web series. And Christina asked me if I'd like to write it, which of course I said yes to immediately. And that's kind of how it came about. But aside from the first episode, it's like loosely based on my life. But the further in you get to the series, the more loose, like.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, it's about a group of friends living in New York City, but it's a much more diverse, I think, accurate representation of what New York looks like compared to your average show about friends in New York. And that was sort of, that's like the hook of it. But the main character is getting over a breakup, and her friends help her get through it. And that was our first time collaborating as Kelsey writer, me director.
And both of you work as producers?
Yeah. Me more than Kelsey. She's recently getting into it. But that's what we are doing more of together moving forward.
And you have a couple other people, Ryan Kramer and Matt Gershowitz.
Yeah.
That also work with
you.
Yeah,
those are our two other staple members. Ryan originally started out as a kind of jack of all trades, because he would fill in roles that we needed but very recently, and he also acted, like he acted in my first feature, but recently he started making his own content. So his third short we just shot 2 weeks ago, actually, and I produced that, and he was the writer-director of it. And Matt is always our AD and editor. So it's a great kind of combo role because he sees what we get on set and he knows what he's going to get, you know, when he gets all the footage to edit. And we all met at school, actually. Ryan and I met in the screenwriting class before I met Kelsey, but then all three of us were in the same TV writing class together. And Matt worked at the local radio station at school, and I went in there kind of as a freshman working on my first short, trying to figure out how I was going to do some ADR, even though I didn't know anything about doing ADR, and he helped me out. And here we are, like 10 years later, all of us still working together. And they all worked, everyone worked on About a Donkey.
Okay. How was it working with the donkey on the film?
It was interesting. It was fun. It wasn't a lot of footage of the donkey. I would say that the donkey is sort of a MacGuffin in the film in that it's called About a Donkey, but it's really about the family that surrounds the donkey and how the donkey kind of helps them all push forward. And so her name is Cinnamon. She was only on set for 3 days. And we just kind of got all of her footage. And most of her time in the film is just her kind of being a donkey, like eating and grazing and walking around. So it's fairly easy. The main thing I guess I learned from a directing standpoint is that, you know, I couldn't get any level of continuity with her head, like where she wanted to look at any given time. And so, you know, I had to get creative about coverage so that we could sort of cut around that. If in one take she wanted to be looking to the left, and then the next take she's like looking down at the ground eating her food. And so that was the kind of struggle, but overall it was pretty smooth.
And overall, I would say we got really lucky because we had reached out to a couple of farms if we could get a donkey because we had an indie budget, which is basically nothing. And the New York Times had written this article about a nonprofit, Little Brace of Sunshine. Is that right, Christina?
That's the sort of group therapy that they do, but they're called Donkey Park, Inc.
That's right. Donkey Park, Inc. Upstate. And we reached out to them randomly and asked if they'd be interested. And we got really lucky that they said yes. And they were amazing on set. They were down to do however many takes we needed. They were really great to have on set and calm to work with. So that was a great experience.
Absolutely. They're wonderful. And honestly, you know, I wanted to make sure that we did it all ethically. Like when you work with animals, sometimes you hear horror stories about how the animals were treated. And I really wanted to make sure that we, you know, got our donkey from an ethical source. And so finding a sanctuary was really lucky. And they were just really into the message of our film. Because a lot of people don't think about donkeys as like being rescued or, you know, they're sort of the other animal when you think of horses. And so they were just very into what we were doing and really volunteered their time to be on set as the handlers. And it was wonderful.
Sorry, something happened to my screen.
No problem.
Completely changed on me. I'm having good luck with computers today. But it sounds like you guys had a really good experience making About a Donkey.
We did. You know, it's a film about family. It's a film about hope and about acceptance and about relationships. And I think that what the film is about very much embodies the spirit that we made it. You know, it was very community focused. Like I used the houses of my extended family as free locations. And we had, because we were shooting it on such a small budget, we were shooting mostly on weekends. We shot it over 4 weekends in a row, and we would do sleepovers like with the cast and crew at each location to kind of optimize our turnaround time. And so it was very family feeling. We really had a great time making it. And I think you can feel that in the film, or at least I hope you can, that it really does have the heart behind it.
Yeah, I think it comes through in the film too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I really like the grandmother role.
Oh, yeah.
It was very cool. I love hearing who's your favorite character after seeing the movie, because we get everyone across the board.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on.
Well, that's good.
There's
though.
No, like, rhyme or reason. Yeah, it's great.
Right. What I love, actually, is that it's not usually who you expect. Because,
totally.
Like, someone from outside appearances, you're like, oh, this character is going to resonate with them the most. And then it's not someone that looks like them or isn't even the same gender. And that's kind of what we were going for. It's like people are people, and it's about how anyone can resonate with you.
Yeah, I think I like different things about each character. So it wasn't like, wasn't that I liked the grandmother Byers over everybody else. It was her wanting to be, like, she's willing things to happen as if she's psychic or.
Right.
Yeah. Writing, and Ellen, who plays her, it was lovely and really was hard to find, actually, and so we really lucked out with her. Yep.
Yeah, she did a good job. All the actors were really good.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, we cast like at least 6 months before we went into production, because we were trying to find people who fit the roles but also had chemistry with each other and could look like a family. And then, like, I wanted to make sure that they had time to get to know each other. So we did, like, a family brunch, and I made all of the couples go on dates with each other so that they would feel like they were actually a couple or that they knew each other to some degree. And so we really devoted a lot of time to the casting and working with the actors before we even got on set.
Yeah, that was pretty smart to do.
Thanks. I mean, it's a character-driven film, so I felt like the chemistry would really is what would make it all work, and that needed to be there. So we put in the time to make that work.
Yeah, and the siblings all acted like siblings, but you could see them arguing with each other.
That's great, yeah. I mean, I think that the three of them in particular just had instant chemistry. We cast them outside of a few characters, like the husband of one of the sisters, played by Ricardo Manigault. He was in my first feature. We just offered him the role. But outside of a couple role offers, the three siblings were who we cast first and then kind of built the rest of the cast around those three.
Okay. Do you know when you're screening at Austin Film, Austin Revolution?
Yes. Yes, Friday, September 21st at 3:30 p.m. And it's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Theater 2.
Okay. And will you guys be able to be there for the whole run?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're not going to be there for opening night, unfortunately, but we will be there Thursday through Saturday night.
And are either one of you on a panel?
No. We're just there to screen our film and hopefully see a bunch of other films.
Meet filmmakers and see films. Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, neither one of us have actually been to Austin.
Oh, yeah. You'll love the city.
We're really excited to be there.
Yeah, very excited.
You'll love the city, the festival, everything will be pretty good for you.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
You're head of education at Seedenspark, Christina?
Yeah, I am. I'm the head of education at Seedenspark, which is a crowdfunding and streaming platform.
I get emails from them.
Do you? Are you on the newsletter?
I don't know. I don't know how I know I see emails from them, and I never knew why I get them. But
did you ever contribute to a crowdfunding campaign? Yeah.
Have
you ever contributed?
Like Indiegogo or something?
Yeah, it's a crowdfunding platform, but it's exclusively for film, and we're sort of a full circle model, so you can also distribute your film on the platform. But if you ever contributed to a campaign, that would be why you ended up on the mailing list.
I must have.
Yeah, we crowdfunded on Seed and Spark. We crowdfunded about a donkey.
Okay.
And it's funny because I know that there's a panel on crowdfunding, and I usually teach at film festivals. I teach crowdfunding for filmmakers, but I'm not teaching this one, so I'm excited to check it out. It is by a Seed and Spark alum, Elena, and so I'm going to check it out and see how her class is.
Yeah, that'd be good. It's always good to see how other people do it.
Yeah. Always learning, and I can see how she does it. I can offer some tips. She can offer me some tips. All about collaboration.
You have another screenplay called Silent Night. Is that something you want to film at some point?
Yes. So it would be my third feature. It's a horror comedy. My sort of dream plan is to shoot it next fall, but it always comes down to funding. So I'm in the process right now of thinking about that, how I'm going to find the financing.
Seed and Spark.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely run a crowdfunding campaign. But, you know, About a Donkey was made on $20,000, and that is something that we were able to do through a lot of community support. But this film is sort of set in the woods, and it's, like, upstate, and I don't have quite as many connections, and I don't think I could make it on that budget. So I would need to really get some more support in. But I definitely do plan to crowdfund part of it because I think, you know, involving the community and allowing people to see behind the scenes and feel like they helped make it is a big part of why I love filmmaking and, you know, what is exciting about building an audience before the film even exists.
Too bad there's not a way you could do it at these festivals.
Yeah, I mean, I wish.
You know what I mean? Like, at least get some kind of email list or something of people that like your film or even just attended
the
film.
That's something we do try to do at every screening. I have a notebook with a pen, and I ask anyone who, you know, wants to stay up to date on our work to give us their email so at least we can reach out to them when we have something else or when the film is available on VOD, they could at least rewatch it or help spread the word.
That's good.
I recommend other filmmakers do that too. You know, it's the people that show up to film festivals are the kinds of people who care about independent film and care about storytelling and care about supporting artists. And so you definitely want to stay in touch with them if you can.
Yeah, and if you're going all over the country, there's your audience.
Right. Yep, I'm trying.
We got about 20 seconds. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Just that I hope, you know, you come see our film. We think you'll enjoy it. And come meet us. Talk with us after. And if you want to find out more about anything that we do, you can check out congestivecat.com.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys being on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.